this week's episode of The Art of Authenticity. I'm Laura Coe, your host, and thank you guys so much for tuning in. First of all, I just want to say thank you to everybody who has stuck with me as I have been exploring what authenticity means for me lately. And as I've been exploring that, I've had to take a bit of a break from podcasting and writing and getting out in public and really go deep within myself, because that's where our truths reside. And so I spent the last 2 years really going deep inside of myself and thinking about what it is that I want to do this next chapter, what really feels authentic and meaningful to me. And it's been a bit of a rocky road, I'm not going to lie. As I've said a million times on this podcast, living an authentic life does not mean that you just arrive in a space of authenticity and you get to hang out there. It's something you're interacting with all the time. It's a space of your truth, what makes sense to you at this point in your life. And of course, that's always changing and moving as you are always evolving and growing. So I find myself sitting here with this great body of work, and I had a book and a podcast and things were going great, but I felt everything I could say or do from that perspective had been done. And I was wondering what was next. What's the next step in my own evolution that I can then bring out to you guys? And hopefully that will resonate and help you in some way in your own process or evolution or journey. Some of the time I spent was really just being alone and reflective, and some of it was finding new love in my life and changing chapters in relationships and really thinking about this next body of work, the next book. And so in that journey, I fell into this new system called an Akashic Record, which I'm going to tell you about in a second. But the idea is essentially, right, we all have the answer we want within us. At every moment in time, our truth is always sitting within us. It's not outside of us. We're always seeking and looking to find something in the jobs or the people or different walks of life. Maybe somebody will help us in an understanding. And we're seeking and seeking, reading a book, going on another meditation retreat, doing yoga, whatever it is, which is all wonderful, but our truth is never out there. It's within us. We have to interact with the world to find that truth, because it's not just sitting on a couch somewhere where you're going to find it, but the answer will be within you. You'll have a knowing, a sense. And this is what I've been teaching people for the last decade. This is what I've been interested in. What is that sense? How do we know when we've arrived? What's the difference between the mind and that sense, right? The mind is here to navigate. The internal sense is the knowing within us. It's not outside of us. And so from there, you find your truth and you set your compass, right? This is where I want to go. And you say to yourself, okay, I just have to get there. And this is what I've really been discovering in the last 2 years. While I've gotten so good at living from my truth and knowing that I am where I need to be and knowing that where I'm going is the direction that I want to go. And when I listen to this internal guidance, I always end up feeling aligned in my life. I still found that the process was really challenging, right? Why is it moving so slowly? Why have I not found the next body of work? What is it that I'm grappling in this with this moment? And I thought I still needed to seek for that. Now what I've learned is that this part is within you as well. It's the lesson that you need to learn. There's nothing outside of you in the way. I mean, of course there is. Sometimes there is something practical or technical that you need to do in the real world. I need to physically move or change jobs or what have you. But the lesson beneath that, right? Because we all know how to get things done in our life. It's the, what is it? You know, what is the pattern repeating? We see it in our friends. We see people changing jobs or changing relationships or moving or doing all sorts of things externally, but they're repeating the same pattern. So it's the lesson, right? So I can tell myself, this is my truth. This is what I want in my life. I want to write this next body of work. And I know I have a knowing that that's true for me, but what's in the way? right? And the answer is it's me. It's always me. It's the lesson, right? It's my relationship to the lesson. Maybe I need to learn gratitude, but it's in my understanding of gratitude that will release me and allow me to move forward. It's not time. It's not seeking. It's not knowledge. It is truly the lesson. And when you get in right relationship to the concept, say you're lacking gratitude and you actually start to work on gratitude, but you do it because you actually understand conceptually how to work on gratitude, then everything in my life moves forward. So that's been the part that's been missing, this idea of not only is my truth within me, but the lesson is within me. And the lesson isn't just knowing that I need to work on gratitude, it's getting in right relation to gratitude. So that's what I've been up to for the last year. I found the system called an Akashic record. Akasha is primary substance. It's the essence of what is everything. It's a very ancient idea. I stumbled upon these Akashic records. I've been seeing somebody for the last 2 years and we went to do it for fun. I'm always interested in new modalities. And I walked into a room. A set of sentences were said. It's a incantation, basically. And those sentences open up what is my soul's history over many lifetimes. I was very skeptical. I've always been skeptical until I try things. And I don't know what to tell you. The truth was so resonant. It hit me in every bone in my body to be true. Everything that this woman said, she spoke these sentences. She opened up my Akashic record, this space, this energetic space where my soul's history is stored. And in that moment, she started to speak these truths. She started to tell me what lessons I needed to learn. And she started to explain details about me that honestly, my best friends don't know. I can't really fully articulate. I have a knowing and a sense that they're true, but she started to put to words everything in my life. And that allowed me to unlock. It was like the key that unlocked everything that I needed to get momentum. And within a year, not only have I feel like I've rebuilt my life. I feel as if I have learned more than I've ever learned. I feel that the things in my way have just been unlocked one thing after the next. And I've also started writing this new work. I have almost an entire new book done in about 8 months. And they're all written with me entering into this Akashic realm. I learned how, and I do these readings for people. But I opened up my own records and this energetic space, think of it like you and I talk on a cell phone, and when I dial your phone, I reach out to you. There's a way in which my cell phone connects to yours. Well, there's an energetic space where we are all interconnected. And so I'm opening up that space. And from there, not only am I reaching into this energy space, but I'm getting guided. I'm getting guided with information. I'm writing. And while it's me and a lot of it feels resonant to who I am, I'm also learning things from my own writing. I'm tapping into an ancient wisdom, and that's being channeled through me to some degree onto these pages. And so I would write 10 pages in an hour, sort of poetic, philosophical writings on the nature of different topics. And I'd learn from my own writings, which was amazing. And what I realized was my understanding of these topics, love, jealousy, approvals, what have you, were so misguided. And so I really had to rethink my understanding of these things to learn the lesson so that I could move to the next space in my life to do the things that I wanted to do, to unlock more of myself, right? Because that's what it's all about. By unlocking, by these understandings, by learning these lessons, I am getting deeper into myself. I am opening up myself more. I'm becoming more and more authentic because less and less is in the way. And that way I'm not capped in my own ability to grow and take on new things and evolve. And that's what I believe it's all about. Evolution, evolution of self in this lifetime, over many lifetimes. And I just can't tell you how excited I am that I have found this in my life and that I get to share it with you. So I hope that this is exciting to you. I'm going to walk you through some of these new pieces, have people on to talk about them, and explore these ideas with you. If you're interested in learning more, check me out at lauraco.com. You can send me an email, laura@lauraco.com. And thank you for being patient. Thank you for allowing me to dive into my next level of authenticity, to find what is true for me in this moment in time, and to stay with me on this journey. Once again, if you're interested, lauraco.com, you can check out the new work there.